Today's Feast of Fools is brought to you in part by Audible.com, the internet's leading provider of spoken word entertainment.
Get a free audiobook download of your choice when you sign up today. Log on to audiblepodcast.com/feastoffools for details.
Spring is just around the corner, and in Chicago, we're having unseasonably warm weather. So let's celebrate!
Because usually, we're still freezing our butts off.
Our blogging friend Michael Liat is soon headed to the European city of Amsterdam, a place where pot is legal, prostitution is regulated, and girl-on-girl sex shows titillate audiences.
Girl-on-girl? Mm-hmm. Well, lesbian news host Rachel Maddow was on The View yesterday, and the ladies fawned over her so much, you'd thought they were making up for how they treated poor Rosie.
Has The View gone gay? Supermodel to the world RuPaul plopped on the couch earlier in the week to promote RuPaul's Drag Race and suggested some women's husbands are slipping on their panties while their wives are away at work.
Everyone's abuzz about the Florida woman who called 911 three times after the McDonald's employees took her money but wouldn't give her the McNuggets she ordered or her money back.
In this economy, I'd call the cops too.
A new study reveals that over 60% of British people lie about the books they've read.
Is Ugly the Cat the world's ugliest pet?
Xiao Nan, the intersex Chinese athlete, gives up his medals.
Asaya Showmaker's hot pussy cools off in a box.
And those killer-hugging robots. Can't they just get enough love?
Join us Saturday for Chicago Takes Off, T-Pan's annual burlesque review style show featuring Miss Coco Peru. I'm Fausto Fernos.
I'm Mark Fillion.
And this is Feast of Fools. Feast of Fools is brought to you by generous support of fantastic people like you.
We really can't do this show without your support, so please visit our website, feastoffools.net, and make a donation, buy a t-shirt.
Your contributions make the site and this podcast possible.
Thank you.
It's a beautiful day in Chicago. I'm Fausto Fernos.
I'm Mark Fillion.
And we're joined here by our gorgeous friend, Michael Liat.
Oh, hello, boys. Hello, boys.
Bear enthusiast, blogger.
The reluctant bear.
The American bear.
The American bear.
And so surprisingly enough, the Chicago, which shares the same climate as Siberia.
It does.
Today, it is 60 degrees outside, sunny, and the birds are chirping. Now, we're taping this in the evening on a Thursday, and this is broadcast or point, you know, broadcast in some radio stations and put on the internet on Friday for listeners. But everybody's saying it's going to be sunny, it's going to be gorgeous. So we're telling you, get the hell outside, people.
But it's then gorgeous. Some of the people live like in San Diego where it's always nice.
Yeah, it's always nice there. So get out.
So either way. Get out anyway.
You need some fresh air.
And to our neighbors in the north, stay inside with your mucklucks and your igloos and. You'll be fine.
And the people who live where it's always warm, well,
yeah. Screw you.
But so what is a good thing to do on a nice, sunny, unexpected sunny day and before spring really hits?
Fly a kite.
Yeah, especially March because you get a lot of wind. March is always a wonderful time of year to fly a kite.
It brings a new, actually it fulfills its name, the Windy City, yeah. Chicago. And I was walking around in the city and I was like, I felt like,
it like pushes you along.
It pushes you along.
So you don't have to walk as hard.
It was
unless it's coming at you and then it's just like you're fighting that element.
Then you're like a mime walking into the wind.
It was those southern winds that were making me feel so hot today. Wheezy.
Little Steel Magnolias.
That's the problem. When I try to imitate Steel Magnolias, I come off sounding like Foghorn Leghorn.
Well, I think you do a pretty
good Olympia. I said boy.
I think you do a pretty good Olympia Dukakis.
Thank you. As a as a Greek woman, I get in touch with my southern roots.
The only thing I know about her is that she worked at a Necco candy, you know, those Necco wafer candy
factories. She made Necco candies.
She did, I think, for like a day, and she said, I can't do this.
I couldn't stand it. I had to leave.
Doesn't really talk with a southern accent, you know.
She's
from like Massachusetts. Her brother or cousin was the governor.
Oh, Michael Dukakis. Yeah. That's right. It was her cousin.
Yeah. She didn't help him get elected.
No, she didn't. She's like,
poor Michael.
But I think that he helped her career along because she wasn't really.
So. She wasn't nobody.
Yeah.
But his wife was went hospitalized several times for drinking rubbing alcohol. Kitty mm-hmm. Dukakis.
Yes.
Oh. So whenever for years gay men were like, would you like a Kitty Dukakis cocktail?
She was friends with Betty Ford.
She was.
Afterwards, yeah, she was.
You learn all sorts of things on the Feast of Fools. Today, Michael Liet, you're about to go to Amsterdam.
Amsterdam in 6 weeks.
You're going to smoke. I saw Harold and Kumar escape from Guantanamo Bay.
I haven't seen that. It's on my Netflix queue. I haven't gotten to that yet.
So be careful. They get to Amsterdam eventually, but the city is well known for being a ganja heaven, a country. The Netherlands is where they have sort of a very relaxed stance on marijuana laws. What exactly is their law?
Well, it's sort of it's not illegal, but it's like you have to.
But
go
it
to
is
the,
illegal.
It is legal, but you have to smoke it in the coffee shop. You can't be like walking down the street smoking a joint.
You can't just blow it in some old lady's face and say. Deal with it, grandma.
Walk into the Rijksmuseum and start puffing away.
Yeah, exactly. Because their whole stance is you can do it, but you got to do it where
responsibly.
Do it where we say to do it. Because they have parks as well. They have like that famous needle.
The needle park where all the heroin addicts go.
Yeah, where you can go and they're like, okay, you can do it, but you got to do it here.
And has society fallen apart?
No. Hell, they have prostitutes in windows.
Well, maybe it has fallen apart.
Windows not out on the streets like we have here? I can't believe it.
It's crazy. They compartmentalize everything.
I know.
Here's your box. So it's weird to look at the hookers in the windows there, though. Have you been?
No, this is the first time.
You kind of feel sorry for them because they mostly look bored.
It feels like? It's like when you're in New York City, in the big cities, and you see those pets on the store, and they're like, buy me, take me home. With you,
is that the hookers are saying?
That's kind of what I feel like. I feel like going inside and petting them. You know,
it costs money to pet these kind of products, these kind of girls, though.
Well, it costs. Some pet shops won't let you pet the animals unless you put in like a what is it? A deposit. Yeah,
seriously.
Really?
Yeah. So in a way, it's just like a pet stop.
Well, you get the money back, though.
Oh, that's true. You never get the money back in Amsterdam. So what are you going to do? You're going to go look at tulips?
Oh, we're going to tulips. We're going there right before Queen's Day. Queen's Day is the 30th of April, which is the big national holiday. We're going to go to the big
queens, so fitting that you're there.
Yeah, I know. Fabulous. The big flower parade starts the week that we're there.
And interesting enough, the flower parade has no tulips in it. I'm just kidding.
But there's like nine of us going. We're renting a houseboat. We're going to be right next door to Nemo.
I'm going to get your dick sucked in those gay bathhouses.
Of course.
Are you going to see a sex show?
Well, you know, we were talking about it, but they're expensive. It's like $50.
Really?
What's a sex show?
Like a live sex show.
Like, what do you mean, like, live sex show?
Like they're
Tell
having
me about
sex
these.
Up on the stage, and you're sitting there watching, like, you're drinking coffee and watching them fuck.
Yeah, or having cigarettes and...
Damn you, Puritans!
From what I understand is it's mostly straight.
Right.
A lot of it is lesbian.
Oh, really?
And it's very choreographed.
Mm-hmm. And that doesn't appeal to you?
Well,
I don't know why watching two women go down on each other wouldn't be appealing to a gay man.
I'd rather go in a completely dark room and feel around and go, who could be
they
here?
They have that there too,
I
think.
Oh, yeah, I know, I've heard. Yeah. I'll tell you all about it.
Now, listen,
you're
going to be high. Amsterdam's a very dangerous city because there's canals you can fall into. There's people that are high on bicycles that'll run you over. And then they have those trams. And if you don't get out of that tram's way, it's going to run you over too. And then, of course, there's all the tourists gawking at things.
But you have universal health care, so they'll take care of you if you get run over.
Well, a lot of good universal health care is going to do you if you're dead.
Speaking of women going down on each other for public spectacle, did you guys check check out Rachel Maddow on The View today?
No, I didn't see that.
Yeah, on Thursday, yeah, Rachel Maddow was on The View, and they're all like, you're so wonderful and tall.
And attractive
smart.
And so gentle and a good listener and kisser. And
it was just like they were just fawning over her. Like,
they were.
I wonder if it was kind of like repercussion because of Rosie. And they're like, well, we kind of got rid of Rosie, so let's be nice to this lesbian.
Maybe so.
I wonder.
Well, that was weird. A Whoopi Goldberg going, I'm out of the closet.
That closet door was open a long time ago. I was like, what?
And nobody was like, nobody blinked or.
Barbara was like, shut up about that.
Shut up about your goddamn bisexuality.
Whatever.
Whoopi.
It is.
I'm bisexual.
Well, you are.
Buy me something, I'm bisexual.
And you'll be sexual with you. Oh. Would you be a gigolo for an old chick? No, so you're not bisexual.
I guess since I paused, I'm not.
Yeah.
No. How about an old man?
Oh.
I would have sex with David Geffen for free, if you're listening.
What about David Guest?
Who's David Guest?
Liza Minnelli's ex-husband.
I'd give him a hand job. I'd be like, all right, since you did go down, eat out Liza Minnelli. What is it? This is a family show, people. We had RuPaul... On last week,
she was on
2 weeks.
Oh yeah,
on our show for almost an hour.
She was on for 20 minutes, Fausto.
Actually, she was on for 40 minutes. Mark.
She was.
Yes.
Yeah, that was a good interview. Okay.
So almost an hour.
Oh, okay.
Three fourths of an hour almost.
They only promised us 20, so I'm glad
they gave us 20. She stuck on for a lot longer, mm-hmm. but I thought it was really interesting comparing and contrasting our interview with RuPaul and their interview with her.
Because she was on The View on
Wednesday.
And
all I have to say to listeners is, aren't you glad you had the Feast of Fools, huh? Because they just went, whoo! It was like, if you blinked, the segment would have been over. It was so brief. It was almost like a non-segment.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they had Perez Hilton on, the gay blogger from Canada or Cuba.
Miami.
He's from Miami.
Right.
And when he was on the show, they were like, do you make any money out of doing this? Are you rich? You know, it's like, why is your hair pink?
He's so annoying.
Listen, I respect Perez Hilton. But seeing RuPaul on The View, I thought RuPaul was fantastic. Mm-hmm. And I liked her pull quote, ladies, you don't know what your husband's doing when you're at work.
Because they were asking about, like, you know, do you have to be gay to be a drag queen? He's like, well, most cross-dressers, most men that actually wear women's clothing are straight. But they wanted to know about drag queens, though, in particular. And he's just like, well, you know what, honey? You don't know what your husband's doing when you're not home.
Mm-hmm. But I like how Barbara Walters kept looking and looking
at
them.
She was trying to grasp, like, what's going on in this situation. And she lives in New York. Come on, she's seen a million drag queens.
She was Roy Cohn's beard. Mm-hmm. So she's seen a lot of cross-dressing in one way or another. So, you know, but I have to give it up to Barbara mm-hmm. for being there for both shows. So that was fantastic, you know.
It was fun. It was fun to see.
I enjoyed reading Audition, her book. Mm-hmm. Who is now available as an audiobook on Audible.
On Audible.
Ooh. On Audible, the sponsor of today's show.
Ooh.
Today's podcast is brought to you by Audible.com, the leading provider in spoken word entertainment. Audible has over 35,000 titles to choose from to be downloaded and played back anywhere, just like the Feast of Fools.
Log on to audiblepodcast.com/feastoffools to get a free audiobook download of your choice when you sign up today. Again, go to audiblepodcast.com/feastoffools for your free audiobook.
And so you can buy Barbara Walters' Audition, mm-hmm. which is read by her. Mm-hmm. Well, and you can re-edit it to make her say all sorts of filthy things.
Like they did to Dolly Parton,
Like they
right?
did to poor Dolly Parton.
I know.
You know what's funny, though? And then so now you can finally lie about the books you've read because you kind of like get away with saying you didn't. You read
well, some
book.
People say they've read books when yes. they read the introduction. And here, let's just be real frank. We get about a dozen books mailed to us every week. Not all of them are the best kind of books. And sometimes, even when we get guests on the show that are authors, we don't read everything. We try to read as much as we can.
Yeah, I try to read as much as I can.
You know,
it's impossible.
It's impossible to do it.
Mm-hmm. But they did a survey in Britain, and they say 2 out of 3 Britons have lied about reading books that they haven't read. And the number one book that they lie about reading is George Orwell's 1984.
I could not get past the first chapter.
I read it, and I think I read it actually in 1984.
I read it in 19. I tried was, to read it in 1984.
Yeah, it was kind of boring, but it was like, and there's a lot of classics though that they say that they've also read, like things by Jane Austen, the Bronte sisters, Charles Dickens, and the main reason, of course, is because they want to impress people. They don't want to seem like they're ignorant.
And if you go to audiblepodcast.com/feastoffools, you can get for free, 1984, as dramatized by George C. Scott.
Really?
I'm just kidding.
It's by
some British actor.
Some British actor. Michael, do you lie about reading books?
I don't read.
You don't read?
No.
You read manuals?
I read manuals. I read magazines. Mm-hmm. I used to read so much, but it's so busy now that, mm-hmm.
You know who we're having on the podcast next week is going to be Dave All, who is a performance artist, writer, and he wrote a book about Facebook and how to get famous and rich.
Is that on the calendar yet?
That's not been... Well, we're going back and forth about... We're going to do it next week. We just haven't set the time.
All right, because we have a very busy week next week, so I hope you kind of... I hope you're able to figure that out.
We're talking to him soon.
You can get famous on Facebook?
Or, it's basically how to navigate and make sense of Facebook and make the most out of your Facebook experience. But the problem is that Facebook keeps changing its policy, its terms, and what you can do and can't do on it. And
do you lie about books you've read, Fausto?
All the time. I'm very straightforward. I say, Audition, I actually read several times, and I didn't read it sequentially. So when I got Barbara Walters' Audition, I went straight to the Rosie chapter. I read that twice. And then I read, the parts about The View, and then it got me interested in reading about her childhood, and then I read it front to back.
Mm-hmm. I always lie about reading Augustine Burroughs, because the gays just love him. So they're always, writing to me and saying to me, I just love Augustine Burroughs. I love Augustine Burroughs. I'm like, isn't he just wonderful? Oh, my God, he's fantastic.
Because, but he's a weird
if you say,
situation.
I've never read him or stuff
they
that.
They go off on you.
They go off on you as though you are, a traitor to the gay race or something
I guess
that.
You're right that so I have lied about books that I've
seen. See, you lied about Augustine Burroughs, haven't you?
Well, because just like people, because you're right, because if people, if somebody says, oh, have you read it, and you don't, and you say, oh, no, I haven't, then like, oh, you've got to read it. So
you know what's
and then
funny
they,
about
give
it,
you the
though,
whole
is
dissertation.
A lot of those people, too, that are always doing that, and I almost question if they've ever read it, too, because most of these people are illiterate.
They read it.
So I'm wondering if they actually did read it themselves, because they're just like, whatever.
They read the liner.
They don't strike you.
I will read it someday.
They don't strike you as the most book-worthy, book-hungry individuals.
Yeah, you're like, what? You read books?
You can read?
You might be reading the Hallmark cards at the Walgreens, when you're intoxicated.
So my book only has 2 pages, A book's a book.
Book's a book. It's a book. It has a library number.
You mean an ISBN number?
Yes, ISBN number,
good, Fausto.
What does ISBN stand for?
International Standard of Book Number.
I've been noticing something. I want a book that has one word in it and everything else is blank.
That's Yoko Ono's, yes.
Oh, really?
Well,
she beat me to everything.
Yoko Ono married a Beatle.
Beat me to that.
You could still marry Ringo Starr or Paul McCartney.
I just saw the Beatles the other night. Well, not the Beatles, but the Beatles.
The Rain.
The Rain, a tribute to the Beatles.
How was that? Did it make you
What are you talking
jiggy?
About?
It's a show here
in Chicago.
In Chicago. It's Rain, a tribute to the Beatles.
The name of the group is Rain.
No, that's the tour. It's literally a concert.
It's
of
like
these,
Mamma Mia.
No, it's a Beatles concert. It's these four guys that look like the Beatles. They sing like the Beatles, and they sing.
That can be so annoying.
It was fun until they started doing Twist and Shout, and Grandma next to me was up and dancing, and I was like, I don't need to see this.
Really? Because Grandma's going to break a hip she twists and shouts.
But it was fun. Everybody was up and dancing, and I was like, it's the Beatles.
But they've had a couple of different acts like that have gone around the country.
This one's been going since 96.
Since 96. Maybe this is the one my friend saw, and she saw it before, and she said she just loved it. She took her kids to it.
It was
so it was
fun.
Multi-generational.
So let's move on to talking about the McNuggets 911 lady.
Oh, my goodness.
She's a superstar now.
She's a superstar.
So who
love
is
her.
The McNuggets? What is the backstory here?
Well, I think the backstory is she went to McDonald's. She ordered McNuggets. They took her money. They charged her for it and then said, I'm sorry, we don't have any. You're going to have to pick something else from the menu. She's just like, I don't want anything else from the menu. Give me my money back.
Oh,
so
she paid. That's happened to me before, too.
Really?
Yeah, I've gone to a fast food restaurant and you ordered a breast of chicken, a Popeyes, and you get a breast of chicken special, and they're like, we're all out of breasts, but we could give you thighs and legs, and I'm like, I'm a white person. I want to eat white meat.
Shut up.
I'm just kidding. But anyways, that really happened to us. That happened to us. We went to Popeyes mm-hmm. and we paid for a bucket, a chicken, and they were outed of the certain pieces that you get. Mm-hmm. So they just gave us more food of some other kind of food. But I was like, I wanted this kind of chicken, not the other kind. So this is what happened to her. Let's listen to this.
911, do you need police, fire, and ambulance?
Police.
Where?
Okay, to McDonald's on Delaware.
What's going on there?
I ordered a 10-piece chicken nugget with a small fry, and mm-hmm. she said that they didn't have any chicken nuggets, and so I told her I want a McDouble and a small fry, and she told me I don't have to pick anything else off the menu because she can't refund me the dish that's back out of the meal, and I told her well, just give me all my money back, and she told me she can't give me my money back either. She will have to, I have to pick something.
There's no manager there?
Ma'am.
You already spoke with the manager?
She says she are the manager. She's saying something about she just can't refund me my money or something. But she don't have on the menu what I want. I want a chicken nugget. That's so she didn't have that. So I probably give them that double.
She says she are the manager.
She are the manager.
And she are the walrus cuckoo ka-choo.
Well, the thing is, though, too, is she calls back three more times after this, too. But part of me is just like, I'm all for this lady because she got robbed by McDonald's.
Absolutely.
You know, they took her money. Yeah, they wouldn't give it back.
Well, McDonald's, to be fair, once they got wind of this, mm-hmm. they actually offered to buy her a free meal.
Well, isn't that nice?
Isn't that nice? They should give her like free food for like a month. You know? I mean, what does it cost them? 10 cents to make that shit? Mm-hmm. It's like.
So I think it's crazy. And I heard people talking about it in the gym. Like,
I'm on her side.
This woman is like crazy. And I'm like, she was robbed. She did the smart thing because like she could have jumped over. She could have slapped that bitch behind the counter. Mm-hmm. She could have wrestled her to the ground, taken her money back. But no, she was calm and collected.
She's very calm.
She called the police.
Yep. I would have called the police too. If I was in her situation.
I wonder about calling the 911 number, but what else are you going to call if you don't know? I mean, who knows what their cop, like, what are you going to call?
I like how the operator was like, I'm calling from the McDonald's on Delaware, and she's like, what's happening there now? Like, it's like, you know, a standard thing. Mm-hmm.
But she was very calm, very collected. It wasn't like she was screaming and yelling. She's like, here's what happened, and they won't give me my money back. I totally agree.
I think 911 is for an emergency.
Yes.
And this obviously was not an emergency, and she probably should call the Better Business Bureau.
Yeah, but if she only had $3 and they wouldn't give her money back.
That is,
you know,
kind of
like
weird,
said,
isn't it?
They robbed her, basically.
Yeah.
In like, broad daylight. Uh-uh. I mean, how can you say, I took your money, but I can't give it back to you?
Well, I guess because she's like, the manager with the key isn't here and I can't give you money back.
She was
you
the manager.
Up a shamrock
she was the manager.
No, she are the manager.
She are the manager.
Look, poor that's girl. How she speaks.
I know. So I want McDonald's. I want to start a campaign.
You ain't starting nothing.
To get her.
You're going
to
clean your room.
I want her to get her free food for a month. McDonald's.
We should create a Facebook page.
I don't
page.
Want anybody to eat McDonald's food for a month.
Well, that would be like supersize me.
Yeah,
he lived. It didn't kill him.
I know, but look what it did to his liver and stuff like that, huh?
I know. Oh. So yeah, stay away from the Mickey D's. It's
all things in moderation.
It's not an everyday food, as they say on Sesame Street.
Oh, really? Is that what they say?
Cookies are not an everyday food.
Oh,
cookie monster. No. They're a sometimes food.
I should remember that.
So it's not an everyday food.
That obviously came on Sesame Street after I stopped watching it.
Yeah.
Obviously.
Well,
what?
Bears.
Somebody in Chicago Pride, I think it was, what's this, but the guy who posted
Ryan,
that?
Oh, Ryan.
Ryan posted a poster of the Euro, the Ball des Bears in Paris and stuff like that. And you're looking at it, and the big difference between American bears and European bears is, guess what?
The European bears aren't fat.
Correct.
Yeah. You're supposed to say about 50 pounds.
About 50 pounds.
I'd say it's more like 75 pounds. Some, and a gym membership.
But I'm just like, these guys aren't bears.
They have if you have six-pack abs,
you're not a bear.
You're not a bear.
You're just a hairy...
And Americans coined the term. Uh-huh. Let's be fair here. So it's like, le bear, le moussa major.
Le bear. So that's happening sometime in Paris. But the other thing is, though, they did do the trick when, you know, if you're a little... heavy weight, or if you want to hide your double chin and stuff like that, you take the picture from above. So that's the other thing, is the picture.
It's sort of like the cover to the movie Short Bus, where they're all being photographed from above.
Yes.
even though they all could be in photograph from any angle.
Right.
Because it was like the haves and we are the have-nots of watching the movie. Like, I have all the sex I can have. Oh, woe is me. Short bus, a new movie.
That was a, so that I wonder, was a freaky I hope movie.
The bear
is
so. I was. Will you be in Paris? Because you're going to Paris. Well, are you going to make it for the bear ball?
No.
Oh.
I might get a bear ball, but I'm not going for the
you might
bear
get
ball.
Balled by a bear.
Ooh. Well, on Saturday, Chicago takes off the T-Pan benefit. That's where we're going to be this weekend.
I know. Oh, yeah. T-Pan's my Saturday? Favorite sex club.
What are you talking? You call it sex. T-Pen is a resource for people who are HIV positive, and they.
It's a sex club.
And they are a legitimate organization, and they raise money to they can provide services and networking. If you recently became HIV positive and you don't know what doctor to go to, yeah. how to pay for your medication, what to do, they are the first place you should call.
Listen, I went to that benefit of Jackhammer.
Yeah, but
weeks
that's Jackhammer.
And that was just like, oh my God. With
there was a guy was, eating was, somebody's ass out.
It was what? Over the top.
On
we
stage?
Saw yeah. We yeah. saw somebody. It was like oh. it was like
how did I miss that?
That's what
it
I was just
walking
like,
the line.
That's what I was just like, oh my God, this is a, we're at a sex club. They are not a sex club. I'm just making a joke. But
he's a kid. In
I'm just a kid.
I'm a kid because so I like, love girl. that, do don't call it. Don't call not 911 about your McNuggets. That should be a new euphemism.
What?
Don't call McDonald's because of your nine. Don't call 911 because of your McNuggets.
Why?
Because that I means you're overreacting.
Right. She's not overreacting. She should have called.
Well, then she's legitimate, then.
She's legit.
Well, some people would say that she wasn't legit. Well, she was too legit and legit to quit.
She was robbed. Who did you call when you got robbed?
Oh. I called 911.
See, there you go.
Did you see? I sent you that I email did. On. They posted.
What?
They posted
they
your
posted
crime
your
thing
crime
on, blog,
on Edgewater Crime Blog.
Good. Mm-hmm. God damn it.
Mm-hmm. They made you sound really queenie. That's why I didn't show it to you.
Really?
Yeah. They were like, he ran away, flailing, screaming.
What, they did?
They did.
They yeah. did? Oh, yeah. I'm so humiliated.
Hey, you got away.
Yeah.
Faster was sissying up.
They didn't say your name, though.
Really?
No, no, yeah.
Well, it's obvious it's me.
Yeah.
Yes, but I mean, you wouldn't want, you don't want a link to
well,
that.
Well, how do they know? That's this is the problem.
The crime
it was a hate crime, and Jewel, the grocery store in Edgewater, did everything they could to Mark doesn't it makes it nervous
to not make it a
yeah the guy said you know he said the F word
mm-hmm.
faggot to right. me and it's like and they're like well I didn't hear it did you hear it no I didn't hear it it was like it was crazy yeah. you know and I was like look report I've watched enough Law and Order to know that when a crime happens they write down everything and everybody's side of the story mm-hmm. and the police officers were like scratching off shit off the report and I was like what the hell is this America we live
well,
in
well you didn't say that he came at you that's the problem
no I was giving her a description of what happened
mm-hmm.
and she wouldn't write down what happened okay that's fucked up pure and factual you know and it's like it's screwed up and I just feel like they were more concerned with protecting their business than my physical well-being and I think that was screwed up so there it is and if that sounds sissy to be afraid for your life then I guess it's sissy
I was just kidding about this
but it is weird like to be like put on that blog and mm-hmm. and they're making fun of something that
they weren't
happens
making,
to
I
everybody
no 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 it wasn't making fun it was the serious police report
yeah it was the police report but it did make him sound a little sissyish didn't it
it didn't really
well let me put it this way so, when I was waiting for the police yeah. the some of the employees kind of were whispering to me that it's a regular problem that single men coming home from the grocery store there are targeted
mm-hmm.
and I think that's fucked up that they're not doing yeah. anything about it
when you need to put up you know what you need to do is you need to create flyers and put them around the neighborhood
yeah
I think I have a better things to do than worry about some big corporations customers and I just choose
but
not to shop
the people
there
in your neighborhood
these are the people in my neighborhood and I choose this program mm-hmm. as my way of posting okay. a flyer I'm not
so
gonna
have,
go
we
to
have,
the
we have not shopped there since
I have not shopped there since and they have not followed through with it either so it was like you know what I got mugged before and I had like police calling to see how I was doing and all this stuff
mm-hmm.
I haven't heard anything from the police at all so it is kind of it's screwed up and I have to say if you live in Andersonville or if you're a single man live in a neighborhood when you're going home late at night and you have a bag of groceries be careful because that's who the muggers like to target. And because in this economy, crime is going up.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So watch it. I mean, Randy, who was on, who's a friend of ours, was mugged. We know a couple other people who've been mugged.
Now I got to walk home from here. I'm going to have
to drive you home.
I'm going to run home flailing my arms and screaming on the way home. Don't mug me.
But the thing is, like, you think of your old man and stuff. That's how you get into mm-hmm. trouble, because the mugger knows that the man's going to be macho mm-hmm. and stay and fight. But when you stay and fight, that's when they get your wallet. That's mm-hmm. when they get your cell phone. That's when they can injure you.
I think also, too, because when you have all those groceries and stuff like that, because your hands are full, that they have
and
like
mentally
that,
your mind is full.
So that kind of fills your mind mentally. And also, too, you don't have the hands to work with and stuff
you
like that.
You could just spin like Wonder Woman and get them with your bags.
The reality of the situation.
It sounds great.
You have your right? I had my chocolate cupcakes. And when I was at the store, I was like, should I buy these? Should I not buy these? I really wanted to eat them. And so I was like, my cupcakes were my life. I'm going to choose my cupcakes. Like, they could steal my money. They could steal my cell phone.
Don't take my goddamn cupcakes.
And so I was running down the street mm-hmm. with my groceries screaming.
Well, the other thing, too, is like you were also, because you had the street behind you, is what they usually do is they usually jack people up, you know, up against a wall or up against a fence and stuff like that. So, you know, if somebody's coming at you and you have that and you kind of are suspicious or something like that, if you have the choice between like having like you're up against that wall or you're towards the street, put yourself by that street so you have that getaway, you know, walk
in the middle of the street.
Side,
yeah.
You know? Just
I've
cross
done that
over.
Before. You know, I've walked in the middle of the street when I'm, you know, coming home in the middle of the night, not in the middle of the night. Early in the morning, that walk of shame.
Yeah.
Well, and in the situation too is, you know, why not take a cab? Why not go on and stuff? So,
what you gonna do? Be safe, folks.
Be safe. Be conscious of what's going on around you.
So, hey,
what else, Mark?
What else? I got a lot to do.
Mark's like gesturing. Let's move on to this conversation, but he actually doesn't offer something.
Well, you're listening.
I'm looking at you.
Okay, so where are we next on our list?
Let's talk about Xiao Nang, the intersex Chinese athlete who now lives as a man who won over 40 medals as a teenage woman, has given them all up.
Yeah,
for pride.
She threw them away.
So
yes, he threw them away. So they did it. He always felt like kind of a man. So they took him and had a genetic test done. And it turned out he was a man. So he's going through the sex change operation. And he threw out all his trophies and said that
He didn't throw them out. He gave them up.
So,
but the way this Chinese news agency writes them says, it sounds like she mm-hmm. took him into a garbage can and threw him away. I think if this was written in the United States, she would have
tossed them in the garbage?
No, he would have said, given up the medals.
Well,
you don't throw away a medal.
So it wasn't purpose.
You recycle it.
Well,
she probably recycled it.
She probably took it and made it into iPods now.
Yes, somebody out there has an iPod that's made from a tranny metal.
No, intersex.
No,
it's very different.
Listen, she's having a sex change operation, and it's going to take her 9 months to have it done. That's a long-ass operation.
Let me explain to you the difference between a transsexual and an intersex person.
What?
Intersex person isn't aware mm-hmm. of the fact that they are of indeterminate sex.
Yes.
But a genetic test or a medical condition comes up and draws awareness to their condition, and then they make the decision to maybe stay the gender that they are or get medication mm-hmm. or surgery to become the gender mm-hmm. that they want to be. A transsexual person medically is one gender and
wants to be another.
Okay, so I guess, you're right. She would be intersex then. And so she's going to have a surgery to become a man. And then, we'll call him here. I'm sorry, because he already identified.
He's a guy.
So he's a guy. And so he says, the first thing I want to do after the surgery is to go swimming wearing only boxer shorts. So.
Woo!
So it wasn't purposely deceitful.
No, I think it was just she probably had ambiguous genitalia, and
she had semi bump, like a Ken bump.
I think that's how it is in the testes on top. But some people have like full on vaginal canals and everything. I mean, you're basically both sexes. You know, a lot of that kind of stuff. It's not the creation of your genitals isn't necessarily genetic. It's more hormonal,
mm-hmm.
and so you could be a dude with a vagine.
Dude, you learn all sorts of things on the Feast of Fools.
You know?
So, one guy I'd like to see shirtless.
Who's that?
Is Asaya Showmaker.
Oh.
And his wild cat in the bomb.
Is he cute?
Asaya. Oh, yeah. He's hot. He's totally.
I don't know.
He's hillbilly-licious.
He's not smiling for a reason.
No.
Asaya, get your cat out of the bomb. but my pussies are wild. I gotta calm it down.
Gotta calm my pussy down.
Gotta calm his pussy down.
Wait, what happened with us? This is a pot smoker story here.
I don't know why you gave it to me.
I don't know why we did either.
I have no idea.
He stuffed his pussy into a square bong.
Into a box.
Into a box that was a bong.
He put his pussy in a box.
Is that like the opposite of a dick like in a box?
Or I guess pocket so. Pocket pussy.
Pocket pussy. He put pocket his pussy in a box. His hot pussy in a box.
Because his hot pussy was...
Because gotta calm down the pussy.
Was, he said the cat would bite and scratch, and he didn't want to discipline it by swatting it or spraying it with water. So he said he would just, you know, get it high. And then it would, he said every time we took her out, she would pretty much just lay down and proceed to clean herself and act like a stone person.
So you could have read that story completely different by saying, like, he had to put his hot pussy in a box to cool it down. Now,
well, because cats, like, traditionally, like, not all cats, but, like, my friend, he would get his cat high, but she would kind of do it on her own. Which she would, like, when he was getting high,
she would come
move
around.
Over and she'd be, like, sit next to him. But now if you blew it in her face, she'd run away.
Uh-huh.
But as long as, like... Like, she'd kind of, like, what they call it, chasing the dragon when, like, she'd see a little bit of smoke. She'd sniff some of it in and stuff like that. And she really liked that. And then it was just, like, purr city for the next hour or two.
I'm the same way when I'm at your house.
Yeah.
I'm so like, how did he get busted, though? The cops came in or something?
He got busted for domestic disturbance at the residence. And they caught him smoking marijuana from a box-like contraption that had the cat stuffed inside.
So the cat was inside the box when the police came over?
I'm so embarrassed. Wouldn't you be embarrassed for, first of all, being called for a domestic abuse, and second of all...
But it's like, oh, honey, you gotta take that pussy out of a box. The cops are coming.
Isaiah, get your hot pussy out of that box.
And the cat's only, what, 6 months old, right?
Yeah.
So it's a baby, so of course it's gonna be
it's
wild.
It's a baby pussy.
It's a wild young pussy.
And I like where he said he never intended to hurt the 6-month-old cat. Whoever intends to do anything.
Well, I don't think it just is it really hurting the cat? I guess it would be.
Well, I mean, it's animal abuse.
Is it?
Well, the cat doesn't. I mean, a cat.
I mean, how many
voluntarily...
people? I have to say, anybody who's ever smoked pot and has a pet has blown the pot in their pet's face. Everybody has done that. So if you're a pot smoker and you own a pet, you're an animal abuser.
Well, maybe just because they're in the same room and...
No, like they go, come here. Because, you know, pets always get in your face.
Yes.
And pets are getting your drugs, too.
And they're getting your drugs,
They'll find your drugs. They'll eat your drugs.
What drugs? Really? Like what kind of drugs?
Like marijuana would kill and cocaine and stuff like that. Yeah, I've known lots of people whose animals have found their drugs.
Be like...
Yeah.
My pussy is addicted to my cock ring.
Really?
Seriously.
What? Are you crazy? This is undisturbing. Where are you going
disturbing.
With this?
It is disturbing. No, seriously.
Your cock ring. This is a device that you strap around your penis to keep it hard. Your cat can't stop licking it.
No, it's like he seeks it out. It's like,
and what does he do with it?
He wants to play with it. He likes to bite
on
it. Is
that a good thing or a bad
thing? I don't
know
because he will go in my drawer.
Really?
And open the drawer. I've gone through like
well,
six of them.
Well, it has your man scent on
that,
it.
I think
it
that's
is.
What it is.
So your cat's gay.
Oh, yeah, he's gay. He's gay for
he's
pay.
He's a bear chaser, too.
Yeah.
Is this like a leather cock ring?
No, it's like one of those little plastic ones. Like a, not
little?
Plastic, like a pea.
It's a tiny
it's huge.
You can hula hoop with it.
It's so big. I don't know what to do with this.
Whop.
But it's
floor.
Like he seeks it out. And it's so funny because he wants to get in my room. And like the first place he goes is to like my drawer where... My things are.
I bet if you menstruated that your cat would pull out your tampons from the from the garbage can.
I'll bring my cat over next time you do. I'll let it.
Ladies, are you listening to the show? Does your pussy play with your tampons or your
pads? Your dogs do. They're way
in. Feastoffools.net. My sister's dog did that.
Yeah, all the time they do that.
All the time.
They love the blood.
Especially because they like licking it up. They like the iron. They like the nutrition
from it. It's like blood.
Pets and people.
Well, blood tastes good to
animals. It's so crazy. Ugly, the world's ugliest cat, possibly the world's ugliest pet, is getting everyone's attention right now, and it's a viral the image of this cat that looks like it's a hybrid between that and some an opossum or something. Or,
it almost looks like some kind of weird drag queen.
It looks like a drag. It looks like RuPaul. I'm just kidding. No. But it does. It looks like, you know.
It has a boa on.
It's wearing a boa, mm-hmm. you know. I don't think the cat's that ugly, though.
No, it's not ugly. It's weird looking, though, because you think it's shaved or you think it's diseased because it only has, hair around its chest and on its stomach, but it's long hair and the rest of it's hairless.
It could be a contestant on RuPaul's Drag Race. That's all I said.
It looks like Mogwai after he got wet.
That's so cute.
But now they're pairing it up with the ugliest dog and saying which is uglier. They're having a contest: the ugliest dog or the ugliest cat.
The dog. Well, the dogs always win because they're usually missing teeth, and the dogs tend to show the missing teeth, and it's just like, what is that contraption?
But they're basically too. I think part of the thing that they have in common is that they're both kind of hairless. These two ugly animals. So we prefer our animals with
fur.
We like furs.
Well, I guess Disney. Sesame Street? Scrap that hairless Muppet.
Wouldn't that just be a sock?
Yeah. It would be made out of vinyl.
Yeah.
It's latex, like, ooh, a condom. Like half of Elmo's skin is red vinyl.
Ooh,
that would be really unnerving.
I know.
Elmo suffering from childhood leukemia. See, we made a Muppet to help children who suffer from childhood leukemia handle that.
But then it died.
And then it died. Just like, what is it? Kami, the HIV positive Muppet.
Did she die?
No, she didn't die. That's horrible. But they did make a Muppet to help kids suffering from HIV in Africa. And I'm like, why doesn't Sesame Street make a Muppet that has childhood leukemia?
It might have something. They're probably,
or diabetes.
I'm
or
sure
something.
They probably have. Because do you still watch the show at the age of 37?
I do.
Okay.
What was today's show sponsored by?
By the letters F and the letters buy your book at what is it? At
Audible.com.
AudiblePodcast.com/Reasonables. That's what sponsored today's show.
You think
people.
You'll make it to 100?
Yes. I'm going to be alive. I don't know if my physical body will be alive, but the way technology is going with these robots that are like hugging and attacking people. I will live. My consciousness, all our consciousness will never die.
Will never die. Because if you live in Japan, when you turn 100, they give you this little silver cup. But because so many people in Japan are turning 100 nowadays, because they have a very long life expectancy, they're shrinking the size of the cup.
And Japanese, what country are you?
Japan.
Japanese people love tiny little things. They invented Hello Kitty.
They did.
They fetishize little things. They suffer. That's actually a medical condition.
Oh, it is?
Small things.
Miniaturophilia. Is that what it is?
It's when you are uncomfortable around regular sized things and you want to see everything miniaturized. That's an actual medical
condition.
Because
there was a woman that had
that, right?
Who
suffers from that. You know who you are.
I remember I saw that when I was staying at a hostel in Germany, there was a Japanese guy and he was shaving, right? And his razor, like it was an electric razor, it was literally the size of my pinky, like the end of
it. He masturbated with it.
No, he was shaving with it. And I saw him, I was shaving, I looked at him like, that's the smallest razor I've ever seen. And he looked at me and goes, in Japan, everything's small. And I was
except our penises, woo! That is small.
It's Japan.
Last year, 19,769, woo! People reach triple figures in the world's most rapidly aging country compared to only 153 in 1963, the year when the cups were first presented.
So there's over 36,000 people living in Japan.
Yes.
You know, that are over the age of 100.
Now, interesting enough, when they die, the government takes the cup back and melts it.
Really?
just recycle
just it. Kidding.
They just cross
kidding.
Out the name and give it
to the next person. I wonder if any of these people get these little silver cups and they're like, what the fuck am I going to do with this? It's just more clutter.
Yeah.
I know. And those houses and apartments in Japan are
they're
like
tiny.
Some of them are like coffins.
They are tiny.
When they die, they just cut the house out and put it in the ground.
It's like, well, it's really crazy. People like live in these, you know, a whole family of four will live in something the size of like our living room.
Yeah.
It's just insane. It's like, how do the people live like that? But they get, I you think that's snore. Why they're all very calm.
And that's why they're all thin.
Well, I don't think they spend a lot of time at home, though, do they?
No, they probably work a lot.
Yeah, they probably are out doing things.
Where are going to dress up like Harajuku girl now? Where can I?
And park. And also in Japan, though, too, they have a robot now that's going to teach classes. So they've been working on this thing for about 15 years, and she'll start teaching full-time after she's got to go through a trial phase in a Tokyo primary school. But she has a latex face, and she'll be able to, like, talk and get set tasks for textbooks.
Wait, say that part, first part again.
She has a latex face.
So it means if you come on your teacher, you can just it's safe sex.
Just wipe it right off.
And if you cheat on your test, and you're not cheating, you're hacking.
Her name is Saya, and she's multilingual. She can do roll calls, and she can tell people, give commands. And
is
stuff
she
like
autonomous,
that.
Or is
no,
she
I think
gonna
you
be...
have to create her and stuff like
but
that.
But I mean, she's... is there gonna be like somebody that's running her from the main office or
no,
something?
No, I think she's
or...
gonna come into class. She's gonna, you know, kids are gonna come into class, and she'll do roll call, and then like if a kid's not here, she'll go, Sanjay,
welcome,
Bueller,
students. I am your robot. I speak in Japanese accent with monotonous robot voice.
Mm-hmm. Today, open book 2, page 15, and da 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 da. And then, of course, like the eyes will be watching the students. But didn't some woman just get attacked by a robot?
Well, yes, that's what was earlier in the today, but it's been now proven a fake.
I hate when good news stories go fake.
Because this was actually pretty interesting. Mookflash, a research assistant.
See, you can already know it's a lie.
I know. Apparently, a research assistant at Toshiba's Akamu Robotic Research Institute was trapped in a lab by a robot with two 100-kilogram hydraulic arms, only to be hugged repeatedly.
Let go! Let go!
Yeah. I think you've had dates like that turned out that way, Michael.
Yeah, I have.
We need to set Curtis Jensen up with a date with this robot.
See, the problem with having sex with robots mm-hmm. is they don't know how to say no. You have to pull the plug.
They're like, no.
Why in the Terminator movies they just yank out the batteries out of those goddamn things?
Well, they do sometimes. They take out that core thing or something. Yeah.
But that's what I'm saying. It's like, you know, and every time you see science fiction or in films,
and they have backup batteries that are hard to use.
They're always a goddamn backup battery. It's like, you know, and I can't keep my iPhone charged. It's like Terminator is a long way away.
That movie looks pretty good, though. I think it's coming in what, in May? Terminator: Rise of the Machines. Yeah.
They're gonna actually rename it. Get your fucking what did he say, Christian Bale?
Yeah, get your fucking whatever.
Get your fucking what is it? What can't you fucking understand?
What can't you fucking understand?
That's what they're gonna rename the new Terminator movie.
Oh yeah, poor Christian Bale.
Are you gonna go see Watchmen?
I want to.
Eh? What's that?
What? It's a movie. I'd like to go see it. I was thinking about going to see it tomorrow night.
I was thinking about seeing it tomorrow night.
Let's go on a date.
But I'm afraid. Do you think there'll be a lot of freaks going to it?
Of course. That's sort of the fun of going to see a movie like that
on opening night
is that it's going to be a lot of freaks. Yeah. It's going to be a lot of fanboys.
Mm-hmm. Hot young college men.
Geeky, nerdy fanboys. You know,
muscle
the ones that
nerds.
Are easy to like, come over in the dark real quick. Come here.
I see you're wearing latex. My face is all wrapped on latex.
I wonder if any of those guys are going to dress like that blue guy and be like, mm-hmm.
Be all, oh, Dr. Manhattan and be
Dr.
all naked
Manhattan
and stuff.
Naked. Mm-hmm.
That'd be hot.
Billy Crudup.
Three more episodes to the
Battlestar Galactica
is over, and then the Star Trek.
How will it end?
The Star Trek franchise begins this summer.
Mm-hmm. I can't wait.
How's BSG going to end?
Predictions. Blondie, what's her? Starbuck is not. Comes out not as a robot, but as a lesbian.
Duh.
You know what? I'm a lesbian.
I'm not a Cylon. I like to eat muff.
And I don't think they're going to do It Was a Dream all along.
Well, because they have that Cylon projection thing.
Wasn't
so
that
I
Bob yes. Newhart? Wasn't that the
Bob
Newhart
show? Did it already.
Was it all a dream.
And right. They did that in soap operas all
right.
the time.
Yeah.
So.
Right.
So I don't think that's going to happen. I think what's going to happen is that they're going to live in peace and hold hands and live in little houses by the sea.
Really?
Yes.
You think so?
It's got to have a happy ending.
I think they're all on a ship and they're all heading towards Earth, and they're the original Earth people that are going there, and they're like the Matrix. They're all being held in holding tanks.
So they're going to wake up. So it was going to be all a dream.
They're going to wake up and they're going to be like, oh, we're here at Earth. Oh, thank you.
Well, I'm not going to be like one of those, you know, drag queen blogs and be like, I'm going to reveal the ending to you guys.
Well, you don't know the ending.
But I could lie and say I know the ending.
Oh, yeah, we could. Let's just lie.
This is the ending. It was just a dream.
You know, who knows?
Spoiler alert, it was a dream. And I was a lesbian all along. Starbuck.
I like to eat pussy.
Pussy
galore.
Michael, thank you so much for coming on the show.
Oh, boys, thank you. Thank you so much. I always have such a great time with you.
I know. It's a pleasure having you here.
Check out Michael Liatt and his blog, whatsaboytodo.net. It's a daily conversation on what the hell do you talk about?
I talk about everything and nothing.
Yeah, you covered Square Root Day the other day.
Yeah, it was Square Root Day. We won't see another one until 2016.
How's that going to be?
Well, a Square Root Day was March 3rd, so it was 3-3-2009, so 3 times 3 is 9.
But, 4-4-16.
If it was 3-3-0-9, it would not have been a square root.
What do you mean?
Because a number that ends with 9 is divisible by 3.
Yeah, but 3 times 3 is a square root
square
of 9.
The square root of 9 is 3.
3.
3 times 3 is 9.
But is it 2009?
Just 9.
Well, then if it was his opposite, 0-3-0-3-2009... Then it wouldn't be divisible.
You're talking too much into this, Fausto.
Yeah.
So you're counting the full year.
Put him in that cat box box.
Where is that box?
You know?
The music featured on today's show is the music of The Nice Device, Faster Than the Stars, from their album Sorry We Killed You, is available where?
On iTunes. But you can get it through our website. Follow the links. You can follow any link from our website to iTunes, and we get a little credit for everything you buy there. So please use our links.
And what was the website?
You never said feastoffools.net.
Yay!
And I want to remind people, too, that we can't do this show without your support. So please visit feastoffools.net. Make a donation. Buy a t-shirt.
We depend on you, people. The donation that you make a day, for the price of a cup of coffee, you can save a podcast. Why don't you? I'm Fausto Furnaus.
I'm Mark Fillion.
Bye, everyone.
Bye.
Bye, Michael.
Bye, boys.